all know no matter what, no one will ever tie your skates better than Mom did. This is Toronto Maple Leafs Hockey on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Leafs Radio Network.
Nylander turns, gives to Marner, in on the left wing for Tavares. Tavares down into the corner, centers, they score! Matthews with a quick wrist shot! Holy mackinaw, he got this away in a minisecond!
2-1 for Austin Matthews. The Maple Leafs win again here at Scotiabank Arena. 4-1 the final, brought to you by your GTA Acura retailers. This is Leafs Nation postgame right here on Sportsnet 590, The Fan of the Leafs Radio Network. I think it's going to be a jovial walk to the subway tonight. I don't know what happened in the last 5 minutes, but my first question off the top, it's Nick Alberga and Gord Stellick, by the way. What did Travis Dermott say to the officials to get the 10 minutes?
I mean, that was from far away, too.
Yeah. Monday, right?
What's that? Yeah, we're here Monday. Jim, we're on the air.
Jim Ralph, we're trying to do a show. Ralph. Thank you very much. Jim Ralph, local
Monday.
Celebrity.
We'll see you. Leafs and Carolina
My
Hurricanes. Because you don't see that anymore, the old... Because nowadays, they give unsportsmanlike conduct penalties because those hurt a team way more, right?
Yeah.
The 2 minutes than the 10 for that. But it was an old-fashioned... And you know what? Good on Travis Dermott that he was really angry that the penalty... had cost the power play opportunity to cost Michael Hutchinson a shutout.
Well, I think you cost a shutout in the second intermission when you talked about
it. I didn't say shutout. Never used the word shutout. That's one of the jinxes that way. But what as we talk about the walk to the subway, and, you know, a lot of people hung in just to see Michael Hutchinson come out as the first star of the game.
Like, feel good moment.
He's got to think Christmas has come early at the Hutchinson household after it's just been a, you know, just a never-get-started year for him and the whole backup goaltender situation. And you know what? You won't have to talk about it. It's something that's been discussed pretty well every day since day one of this season about what. So for now,
until next
for
weekend.
The foreseeable future and maybe for the big future, Michael Hutchinson is going to get games. And, I was really, really pleased for him. He deserved it. The Leafs gave him a breakaway.
Yeah.
Against in the first, 20 seconds. So he was full measure. They got outshot 30-23. And so there's some other stars. Couple of two-goal games for Austin Matthews and Zach Hyman, but Hutchinson was a deserved first star.
I'm with you. A real feel-good moment right there. Again, the Maple Leafs winning 4-1 here against Detroit at Scotiabank Arena. One more before the holiday hiatus. That comes up the Generation game on Monday afternoon here at Scotiabank Arena against the Carolina Hurricanes. So they've won 4 in a row, 6 of 7, 10-4-0 under Sheldon Keefe. And not to harp on the past, but how about a head coach who jumbles up his lines when they're not firing? And that's what led to this victory, Gord, in the third period. I really like what I saw from the Hyman-Matthews-Marner trio in the third period.
Yes, and in the second period, we alluded it to late in the second intermission, there was something about Kasperi Kapanen and William Nylander seemed to disappear a little bit. Nylander did leave the bench for a bit, so don't know if they had equipment situations or what have you, or if it was because they missed some shifts. So line juggling generally means you just kind of move lines around and guys don't miss shifts so much. But in the third period, he found the recipe to get a few scoring, a little bit more scoring and some explosiveness. And I like it. That's the day nowadays. There really aren't those, you know, stationary lines anymore that you go with, and you got to try different things. And certainly we're seeing that in Sheldon Keefe.
The new looks we did see, by the way, in the third period, Engvall, Tavares, Mikheyev, Kerfoot, Kapanen, and Nylander, Gauthier, Morin, Timoshov, and Matthews with Hyman and Marner. So we'll see if that sticks for Monday afternoon's game against the Carolina Hurricanes. But I like the coach figuring out what works and what doesn't work. And, you know, the Hyman, Marner, Tavares trio was working out for sure, but I think you can build off this in games when you're not providing offense.
Yeah, no, exactly. It just, you know, trying different things that way. So one thing we'll talk about how fast the game it was, even though it got bogged down at the end. So that's one thing. We have one of those breaks they missed to catch up because the game was so fast.
Yeah, we're going to try to track down to what Travis Dermott said to get kicked out of this one. Unlikely we'll find out the source of that. But a 4-1 win here for the Maple Leafs at Scotiabank Arena against Detroit. We're going to break it all down. Coming up, Luke Fox of Sportsnet. .ca will drop by. We'll go inside the locker room. We'll get you set for Monday afternoon's game as well against Carolina Hurricanes. It's Nick Alberga and Gord Stellick at the Golden Muzzy at Gord Stellick on Twitter. And this is Leafs Nation postgame brought to you by your GTA Acura retailers. Don't go anywhere.
This is Leafs Nation postgame.
Let's go.
Brought to you by your local GTA Acura dealers. Visit yours today.
Daily does a pirouette, almost lost it. Larkin, a centering pass. Oh, and a great chance there by Detroit. And it was fed high and wide of the goal in front by Anthony Mantha. Leafs back the other way with Hyman, a backhand. Scores! A lot more artistic than his first one, but the Leafs have a 3-0 lead.
Oh, yes, like producer Sam McKee in Beer League Hockey. Backhand shelf for Zach Hyman. 2-1.
Seriously?
What a game.
Really?
Yeah.
Sam McKee can do that in backhand? I don't know. So Dave Keon, Zach Hyman, and Sam McKee.
Close enough in
the
proximity.
Signature backhands.
That's the wonderful goal. Gord Stellick, I'm Nick Alberga here on Leafs Nation postgame, brought to you by your GTA Acura retailers. It's a good time for the holiday season because the Maple Leafs are winning games 4-1 here against Detroit. They've won 4 in a row and against 6 of 7, 10-4-0 under Sheldon Keefe, and certainly the prevailing story. They got a win from their backup goalie, Michael Hutchison, the first star of the night. 29 saves here, Gord.
Yeah, it's a perfect script, exactly what anybody could have wanted. And, again, the other part is this isn't a very good Detroit Red Wing team. And these are the games that Toronto Maple Leafs have to win. They have to win these. They've dug themselves a hole. They're going to have to battle for the playoffs. So you've got to, when you've got some momentum, mojo going, go on a tear. And it's good on them doing that. Every now and then a hot goaltender will beat you. But, you know, by and large, you got to win these. They did this last night in New York. And again, tonight, in a little bit different way. This is a way better Detroit team than the previous two games. They defeated them 5-2 and 6-0, so they'd outscored them 11-2 in the two earlier games. And I give the Red Wings credit. I thought they showed something tonight, a lot more compete. And how about Calvin Pickard? Like, we kind of were kidding about Jonathan Bernier, you know, maybe a revenge game, the former Leaf. He gets pulled with a lower body injury early. Pickard comes in cold, makes a big save, gets one off the mast, does some great puck handling in that, and really, till Austin Matthews beat him 5-hole on the power play to make, you know, get that 2-goal lead. It was a close game, and he and Hutchinson were the stories up till then.
Sheldon Keefe, by the way, the second fastest head coach in Leafs history to record 10 wins, only half day, 12 games, did it faster. So Sheldon Keefe, it's been a strong start. And Gord, the big thing we've noticed, you and I, the puck possession game. This team always has the puck.
Yeah, and I'm not sure. I double check about half day, but I think, you know, I certainly know in Roger Nielsen's case, who's number three, they started the season, right? So this is a guy taking over. Mm-hmm. When you take over in the middle of the season, it means things generally aren't going real well. And more the team is and has bought into, and the obvious thing is, I mean, they basically hang onto the puck. They do not give the puck in. They do not wire it in. They do not do stretch passes as much. And when changes are being made, they take it back in their own zone and don't give it up and make the change. Mm-hmm. And until a lot went on the last 5 minutes that took forever to play, fast game. We've been noticing it. And tonight, really fast games time-wise. I mean, like under 2.5 hours they could be. And that's the style Sheldon Keefe wanted to integrate. And you see it more and more that the guys have practiced it, are getting it, and getting more comfortable with it.
And as Gord mentioned, all hell broke loose in the last 5 minutes of this hockey game. There was a hit, Jake Muzzin, on Anthony Mantha. You hate to see this, especially Anthony Mantha, a guy who's a budding star in this league, left the game. You know, you could hear a pin drop in this arena when he went down there, and sort of a little, it wasn't even a fight, like a, you know, wrestling match, if you will, with Jake Muzzin. Goes down, and Muzzin gets the extra two. The crowd didn't like it. Then, you know, the Dermott penalty. The ref sort of lost control late in this game, I felt, and it was compounded by Andreas Athanasiou went across this building to try and decapitate a knee and get just a 2-minute penalty. I know he got a bunch of tack-ons as well, but that was ugly, Gord, in my opinion.
Well, that was right, and I'm glad Athanasiou missed Kerfoot. Kerfoot was the guy who happened to have the puck. And
jeez.
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's a 4-0 game, and you're trying to preserve the shutout from a Leaf point of view. And I thought at first, just because the way that the reaction was about the way the reaction was initially, that it was on Mantha, that like Muzzin had leveled him, which really is what you don't want to do late in the game either, but he really hadn't. So Mantha got things going, and then, you know, Muzzin kind of did the flip over, and he landed hard on his head, it looked like. So he was hurt, and you just say, yeah, isn't good. He got helped off, though, and then Athanasiou just came out hell-bent for leather. He was going to get even, and you could see it, man. You could see him just going full throttle. He was going to go run into the first Leaf he could, and in Kerfoot's case, he stuck out the knee. He missed him, thankfully. And then Justin Hall jumped in.
Yeah, call me old school, but I think that goes a long way in a locker room. Even if Justin Hall really didn't do much there, he got a five-minute major. That's going to look good in the box score. But he stood up for his teammate because that was an ugly attempt there.
No, it really was. It really was.
Yeah.
And then, like we said, after the goal, Travis Thurman, an old-fashioned 10-minute misconduct. Whatever he said, it caught the ears of Garrett Rank. Holy mackerel. Did he ever...
Like, is there a line? Like, what is the line you need to cross when you're speaking to an official, an umpire, a ref in hockey that gets you ejected, is my question.
Well, you know, nowadays in minor hockey, the line has really changed. And you're talking like 8-game suspensions for things that were basically accepted not all that long ago. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. So NHL style, I'm not 100% sure.
I don't know what you need to say in this day and age. And it was also the referee saying, hey, just get out of here. We don't got to deal with this. But he looked really, really perturbed and unhappy.
Oh, he got under his skin. Yeah, Travis Thurman. I mean, that's sometimes what you want to do and don't want to do. I guess in a 4-1 game, you don't mind it as much.
Maybe his magic word is like stellic or something, you know?
No, I think it was something.
I got to catch Leafs Nation post game. Kick me out of here. You think so? So the Maple Leafs went at 4-1 the final here against Detroit and riding high. And I hate to say it right off the bat, tough time to go into a 3-day holiday hiatus. You got one more left, but this team is feeling good about themselves, Gord.
Well, they are, and they've had a lot of hockey on the road. So kind of a quirky schedule for everybody. That Monday game is a strange one, that afternoon game. It's they started a couple of years ago, the 100th anniversary of the NHL, so it's kind of like a first original six teams play them, and they're weekday games. They encourage you to bring a young player, a young child or to the game. I mean,
who are you bringing, Gord?
Well, I mean, first of all, they encourage you to, but where are the tickets? You know, I mean, like, geez, like, where are the tickets? Seriously, out there, you know, like, it's anyway. So it's nice if you have tickets. I guess you bring your kid.
Yeah.
You're supposed to
forego your ticket.
So it's just a bit of a different weekday game. But I know the Leafs had success the one against the Minnesota Wild. And then, you know, they probably like it because if you have flights booked out, you can get out on Monday evening. And then they're back at it bang-bang next Friday and Saturday.
Because it's a mandatory 3-day break now that we're seeing from the 23rd, excuse me, to the 26th. And another back-to-back coming up next week in the 27th. The 28th.
Yeah, and you know, Nick, so when we talk about the schedule, now all this thing about load management and resting guys and resting
Freddie
Anderson.
I think that's what it was for Kapanen and Nylander today, load management.
Maybe it was a new way of doing it. But, you know, even that, so they've added that one extra day over the Christmas break. They've added that 5-day break, right? So they've added that. Then you've still got the All-Star game. So you throw those things, and that's why you really get some really compressed components in the schedule, because they haven't expanded the schedule, but they've sort of added these little blips, these chunks along the way. So that kind of squeezes things at other times.
And all in all, I think a weird one tonight at Scotiabank Arena. I think as the game went on, the Maple Leafs got stronger. It was a so-so first period again. Understated maybe Michael Hutchinson, his importance. Philip Zadina gets a breakaway. We hadn't sat in our chairs yet here on press row, and Zadina got a breakaway right off the bat. It was a very slow start. Probably what you expect from a team on a back-to-back, let's face it. As the game got going, I thought the Maple Leafs woke up just a tad. They jumbled up the lines. A weird goal from Zach Hyman late in the second period. But again, two nights in a row, the stars have come to play for this team. And it's good news when you're getting the depth scoring, too.
Yeah, again, the back-to-back stuff. So I know the Chicago Blackhawks are not having a great season, but they're 7-1-0 in the second game of back-to-backs. They've done it 8 times. So, you know, it's not like a foolproof that you have to be 2-6 in 8 games. But to your point, Nick, that just certain guys have grabbed it, and throw Zach Hyman in the mix. While the foot soldiers and the secondary scorers won a couple of games before, it's the big guns that have come a-blazing. And, you know, Austin Matthews just has that look of the man possessed. Mitch Marner just has that look of the little smaller skill guy possessed in a different way. And John Tavares just always has that serious look. Like he's a mucker grinder more in the blue area on the offensive zone. But, man, they just and throw Kapanen in the mix and throw Nylander in the mix and throw the new guys, Mikheyev, in the mix. Just so much skill, so much speed, so much great stick-handling ability. The D will always be a question, okay?
Yes.
That will always be a question. But, again, accentuate the positives. And
that's
really,
exactly it. Because
that's
exactly it. Like, I'm totally on board with that assessment. I think you're always going to have your question marks, your wonders about the D. But I think Sheldon Keefe is putting this team in a better position to win hockey games and more so utilize what they do have as opposed to what they don't have, Gord.
Yeah, and, you know, you see the guys up there all the time now. Tyson Barrie and that. So you'll see a Mitch Marner playing defense. defense or Freddie Gauthier playing defense. They know they got to fall back that way. So I like what he's done, that he's given the green light, and some guys take it more than others, but there just seems to be a real total buy-in for everybody about the different parts of Sheldon Keefe's games. But the defense score is still an Achilles heel. I mean, you don't have – you've got Morgan Riley, and we very positives, Travis Dermott emerging, guys like that emerging, and Justin Hall emerging. But, yeah, you're not having anything close to what your forwards are right now.
All right, we continue on here at Scotiabank Arena. Still to come, we'll have Sheldon Keefe's post-game remarks. Luke Fox of Sportsnet.ca will go inside the locker room. 12 other games in the NHL on this Saturday, by the way. The Maple Leafs winning at 4-1 the final here at Scotiabank Arena. They've won 4 in a row and 6 of 7. It is Nick Alberga and Gord Stellick at the Golden Muzzy at Gord Stellick, brought to you by your GTA Acura retailers. You're listening to the Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey and Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Leafs Radio Network.
Breaking down what's up.
What's up?
This is Leafs Nation Postgame on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Leafs Radio Network.
Austin Matthews takes the pass. Stick handles to center. Brings it in over the line. On the wing it goes to Hyman. Hyman coming around back of the net. Hyman fakes the shot, goes back to the goal for Marner. Scores! Matthews! Second goal of the game, 4-0 Toronto. And Mitch Marner makes a 2-foot pass, a perfect one.
That one, a thing of beauty and a newfound top line for the Toronto Maple Leafs as part of a 4-1 win here against Detroit at Scotiabank Arena. It's Nick Alberga and Gord Stellick, brought to you by your GTA Acura retailers. This is the Leafs Nation postgame on Sportsnet 590, The Fan, and the Leafs Radio Network at the Golden Muzzy at Gord Stellick, where you can follow on Twitter. Still to come, Luke Fox will go inside the locker room as well. And technical op extraordinaire Vic Palladian telling me moments ago that Dan Milstein, the agent for Ilya Mikheyev, saying a major soup deal is coming his way very, very soon. I'm not kidding here. This is
true. I saw Lance Hornby tweet about it. So, of course, that's it. That is
be plenty of soup for all of us, Gord.
So now how much is he addicted to soup? He drinks soup. He eats soup all the time. Joe Bowen always does the soup Nazi. No soup for you.
So we might see Mikheyev and Tavares at center ice in, you know, on a mattress with soup.
Well, Matt Sundin had that commercial, remember, where his fake mom called him from the back of the hotel, right, for Campbell soup? So I don't know if
you know the commercial that still drives me nuts is the one with Martin Brodeur and his fake kids.
Oh, the ones for the rent-a-car company.
Yeah, because those aren't his kids. You know that?
I didn't know that.
Well, I did some due diligence, and it's not his kids.
Jeez,
what
you got to really want the gig. I mean, that's a good place to put your kids in a commercial.
Imagine the resume, fake Martin Brodeur kids. That's what
it's
the resume
a funny
is.
Commercial.
Yeah.
It's a funny commercial, fun commercial. I don't know what with Sheldon Keefe, if he's having fun. I know.
I guess he's chatting with Kapanen and Nylander about their benchings.
Years ago, Steve Stavro loved Pat Quinn. So they would go down and have like a little shot of something after a game.
Can we start doing that?
So Pat Quinn, we could do it after. But he you know, so they would go and celebrate a win and that way, and Pat would come out, and I don't think we picked up the press conferences live back then. So
we do now.
Yeah, we do now. And I don't know what in after a win and what's going on. But anyway, I like Sheldon Keefe. He's pretty insightful and kind of shares, because there's a little bit of a new philosophy there, and shares the way he thinks. So he should be coming out momentarily, and we'll find out what gives. We'll hear what gives in 2 minutes, they're saying. Okay.
All right. Since we have time, why don't we scoreboard look?
Why
sure.
not?
So the Boston Bruins have now lost 8 of 9, 5 in a row on home ice, albeit they pick up a point 4-3 to the Nashville Predators tonight at TD Garden.
They've done that in a lot of the losses, too. They've got that loser's point.
Yeah. Edmonton wins in regulation against Montreal, which is great news for the Leafs. You gain 2 points on the Habs.
If you're scoreboard watching, yeah.
The Sabres won this afternoon 3-2 against the Los Angeles Kings. That's not good news.
Nope.
But what else am I? Florida wins again, 4-2. Chris Driedger, I believe, made 44 saves in that game, the backup for the Cats.
Boy, talk about a goaltender that came from nowhere. You know, Montembeault was the heir apparent and as a backup to Bobrovsky, but they sent him to the American Hockey League. And again, you know, Leafs don't have to worry about that right now, because Hutchinson is certainly what a game he had tonight.
Yeah.
But about just trying to find someone, sometimes you just got to throw someone out there, and it works. And Drieger's a guy that it worked in Florida.
Yeah, correction, by the way. Drieger made 42 saves, and Mrazek started in that game and that loss for Carolina. We're going to see Carolina again on Monday afternoon, and I wonder if we see a James Reimer revenge game. He's been really, really steady for that team
this
year.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't even think there's so much revenge. He's been here before with the Florida Panthers.
Well, you know my
he's playing real well. I know you like all that stuff, but he's playing really well.
I mean, the perfect revenge would be putting James Reimer against Florida tonight, and they didn't, right?
That's true.
They didn't want him. So, like, see you later. So that's part of the Scott Darling transaction in the offseason. So that is coming up on Monday, and I think from a Maple Leaf perspective, I know your three keys to victory will include don't think about the turkey too quickly. All right, here's Sheldon Keefe.
Different nights, what went into this one here this evening for your club?
Now, there's a lot, obviously. I mean, we got saves early. I mean, we clearly needed that. And then we needed just some time to find our game. You know, this is a tough game today. There's a lot of mental challenges and hurdles for our team coming into the game. You look at the fact that we've been rolling pretty well as a group and how the game went against Detroit the last time we played them. Now we're playing back to back. They're here fresh and haven't played since Tuesday, I think it was. So there's a lot of different things there. Then you get the Hutch and the back-to-back factor and all of that stuff. So there's a lot of things there for us. So obviously didn't like how we dealt with it early, but once we found our game, particularly in the third period, I thought we were real good.
How big is it to get the load off Hutch to have that win and go into the next set knowing that he's got one under his belt?
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge, of course. And all the attention will be on Hutch, and I recognize, of course, why that's been a story. But it's also for our group. I mean, you know, it's not just Hutch that hasn't done well in these games. Our team hasn't done well in these games. So it's important for us to get a good result, and in particular with how it went in the third period especially. A lot of good things for us there that, you know, hopefully we can move past this whole thing now and it just becomes any other game the way that it should be.
Was that early sluggishness the reason why you shuffled all three lines?
Yeah, I just felt we kind of needed to mix it up a little bit and try to just change the chemistry and try to spark something and try to just mix up the rhythm of the game.
Something missing there from Nylander and Kapanen in the second. They didn't play much in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, yes, there was with that line. I just thought they didn't get much going offensively. They're getting stalled in the neutral zone a lot. But also just didn't really like the other lines and how things were moving. So I just wanted to mix things up. And I thought we got some really good shifts in that second period from the Gauthier line. And so I just kind of shorten things up, and some guys didn't play as much as others.
The idea of having Austin between Zach and Mitch, was that something in the back of your mind for a while, or did you just go for it there at the moment?
I mean, I've got a number of things that are in the back of my mind all the time. It just kind of felt, like I said, that Matthews' line was getting stalled. I thought actually the Tavares line was doing fine, but the Matthews' line, I didn't have much going on, and I wanted to give Matthews a chance to try to get going and change that chemistry a little bit, and thought that with Mikheyev and Engvall with Tavares, I thought I could still trust that group playing against the Larkin line just fine, and you know, it worked out for today.
Noses get out of joint. Is that just a consequence of trying to win a game in terms of players having to sit?
Yeah, I mean, it's the way that it goes. I mean, some nights guys are going to play more than others, and obviously Willie had an outstanding game yesterday and produced a lot for us and was a difference maker for us. But today is other guys, and it's the way that it goes, and that's part of having a team, and it's part of an 82 game season. It's going to be mixed up back and forth.
Six wins in the last seven. What's that done for the confidence level of the group, if for no other term?
Well, I would hope that it serves us well. I think that the thing that we've done a nice job of, both, as a coaching staff, we've tried to make sure that it's top of mind in terms of where the progress has been, but also where we can go and where we want to continue to get better. But the players have been there too, and the conversations with them, they recognize there's areas we want to get better at, and we're looking to build a team that can sustain itself over difficult times and against difficult opponents and all those types of things. So, we've continued to see progress, but just like you saw at the start of the game today, it's not perfect. I'm not sure it's ever going to get perfect, but we're going to do our best to try to get there.
Stretch, is there one thing that's caught your eye, Sheldon, that has been done consistently the right way?
I think our special teams have really sort of
given us confidence, and we've, for the most part, we've been either level or positive on special teams. That's really helped us. And then just our depth. I think, you know, just different players on different days. I think we know who the real difference makers are on the team, and of course, and those guys have produced very well. But we've gotten contributions all throughout the lineup, and that includes some guys that, you know, that are move in and out. I thought he did well. As I said, I thought that Gauthier Lang had some really excellent shifts that really helped us a great deal in the second period. In fact, we showed a couple of clips to the team in between the second and third, and one was that line just doing a good job of kind of getting to the neutral zone the way we wanted them to, and playing in the offensive zone the way we wanted them to, that I thought, you know, kind of cued us up well to play in the third.
With all your experience with the school day games with the Marlies, is the afternoon start on Monday going to be a little simpler for some of these guys, do you think?
Well, it should be. It should be. It's not an ideal circumstance with you know, the fact that it's a day off and then you go right into a game. So that's something. But, of course, with the back-to-back here, we need to get the guys away from the arena tomorrow, and we'll come right back in and get right to it. And that is the beauty of these afternoon games. You just kind of wake up and get a meal and get to the rink and play the game. And then the nice thing of it all is when the game's over, you still got time to do your thing. And, of course, it's a good chance for some guys to scatter from there, too.
Thank you.
He loves to talk. That is the head coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs, Sheldon Keefe, 10-4-0. What I gathered in that presser, he indirectly told us, yes, he did bench Kasperi Kapanen and William Nylander.
Yeah, he did. He wanted to get Auston Matthews going.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a great read on the game. Auston Matthews did score two goals. Auston Matthews did get going. You know, after
he looks very intelligent after that.
Shook
move.
The lines up with two goals, but yeah. I like that. You know, just trying.
How
something
often
that
do
way?
We talk about? And again, we're not harping on the past, but how often we talk about the coach not wanting to jumble the lines up?
Well, he had, Mike Babcock. So the first year had real static lines, and then it didn't. Yeah, not so much.
Like, it just lights a spark. Like, it happened tonight because there was not much cooking offensively for this team. Hyman scores that gross goal late in the second and make it 1-0, but they switched the lines, and it seemed to ignite everything.
That's that whole bench coach component as well. That's a big part about it, reading a game. Pat Burns was really good at that. You know, just kind of, you think about the big goals like Mike Foligno in Game 5 in overtime, Nikolai Borshevsky in Game 7. They really weren't regulars, right? They were just on the ice at an opportune moment. But Burns, he had a feel.
Maple Leafs beat the Red Wings 4-1. They've won 4 in a row and 6 of 7. Let's go downstairs where we join Luke Fox of Sportsnet.ca. Luke, this team is certainly starting to get their mojo back, aren't they?
Yeah, and it started a few games ago. I think it started on the Western trip when they took 3 of 4 and looked pretty strong in a lot of those victories. You know, all those teams they played had been rolling, and the Leafs looked like they were starting to get their game together. And for now, tonight, to finally win on a back-to-back, to finally win with a backup goalie in the crease, I mean, that's huge. Even though it's against, you know, the last-place team and all that, the Red Wings were well-rested, and the Leafs took over the game halfway through and came through.
You know, the other part is, it's almost like in the Michael Hutchinson case, Christmas came early, didn't it? Like, it's for the first time since when we won't talk about in the short term, and maybe hopefully in the big picture, this element that had not got addressed satisfactorily till today. I love it. I love it. He had a breakaway early on. Like, I mean, it's not like it was easy. You're around him a bit more, but I just hear Luke, real nice guy, local kid, the whole deal. So you got to feel happy because this could have been an ugly night, worst case scenario.
Yeah, well, to be honest, it kind of breaks my heart to rip on him because he's probably, if not the nicest, one of the nicest guys in the room. Like, happy to chat. We'll talk to you for a long time. Really personable guy. So the fact that he was struggling just makes it harder to be critical on him. But you had no choice. I mean, anyone who had played as much games as him up until this point, no one had a worse save percentage. Now, of course, he finally got on the road to rectifying that with brilliant performance tonight. But 30 seconds in, they give up a breakaway from, you know, the other blue line to Dylan Larkin, and you're just like, oh, my God, poor Hutch, what's going to happen here? But he stood tall, and, you know, Mitch Marner was just effusive in his praise for the goalie, saying, you know, he came up with 3 or 4 big stops, and if he doesn't come up big early, we probably don't get going. And then they came through and gave him a nice padded lead, And a couple guys said, you know, they regretted that they weren't able to get the shutout for him. But Hutchison did not care about the shutout. He was like, it's so hard to get wins in this league. And if anyone knows, it's him. So he was just happy to get a W. And he talked a lot about his conversations with the goalie coach, Steve Briere, and how much of it was mental. It wasn't technical. And how he was trying to put the game of hockey in perspective for him and trying to get him to find joy in other parts of life so that, you know, hockey wasn't a big deal, that he could just come to work with a clear mind. And it was really interesting to say how much credit he gave to Briere for his mental headspace coming into this game.
Conversing with Luke Fox of Sportsnet.ca, 4-1 win here for the Maple Leafs against the Detroit Red Wings. They've won 4 in a row and 6 of 7. What did you think of Trevor Moore? I think he brought some spark to this lineup tonight.
Yeah, he had some bite, and he, you know, he kind of created a couple chances, and then when they didn't work out, he was right back on the puck. He didn't, you know, have poor body language or slink his shoulders. You know, I thought he was good. I mean, of course, the fourth line since the coaching change doesn't usually see as much action. Keith has a tendency to play his stars more than Babcock did, which I like, especially when you're trying to get ahead early and seize the lead and then lock it down. But he said that he liked his fourth line. And, you know, Spezza comes out because he's the veteran and you don't want him playing back-to-back nights. But Moore, after a fairly lengthy layoff with that shoulder injury, he looked just fine. And Keith mentioned that between the second and third periods, he shows clips to guys. And he showed two good forward shifts of getting to the neutral zone, and one of them was the fourth line. He used them as an example to the rest of the group on a good positive shift on breaking through the Red Wings' defensive scheme in the neutral zone.
Well, a night of positives and a little bit at the end. From what a fast game it was, it dragged a bit after the hit by Muzzin, and then, you know, hopefully all is good with Mantha, but then Athanasio taking a run at Kerfoot, Hall stepping in as well. But then we had a good old-fashioned 10-minute misconduct to Travis Dermott. I think he was annoyed about the penalty and how it impacted Hutchinson's shutout. But, man, the referee, I think it was Garrett Rink, came a long way to give it to him. Any idea what he said?
No idea. Dermott wasn't made available, so we didn't get an inside scoop on that. But I wonder if it was just like the game's obviously over. All of a sudden there's, you know, a potential injury. There's a couple of scraps, and maybe it was just like, I'm going to hand out a big one just to kind of end this nonsense.
Yeah, something tells me it wasn't good because the official did not look too happy about it. Luke, excellent job. Thanks so much for this. Appreciate it.
Okay, have a great night, guys.
You as well. That's Luke Fox of Sportsnet.ca. Maple Leafs win it 4-1 the final here against Detroit. They've won 4 in a row, 6 of 7, 10-4-0 now under Sheldon Keefe. We're going to hit the break. Much more to come. We'll have the VTech call of the game. We'll go around the NHL. 12 other games on this Saturday in the National Hockey League. It's Nick Alberga and Gord Stellick at the Golden Muzzy at Gord Stellick. Brought to you by your GTA Acura retailers. You're listening to Leafs Nation postgame on Sportsnet 590, The Fan and the Leafs Radio Network.
We need to talk about what just happened. This is Leafs Nation postgame on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Leafs Radio Network.
Welcome back to Scotiabank Arena. The Maple Leafs defeating the Detroit Red Wings 4-1 the final. It's Nick Alberga and Gord Stellick here on Leafs Nation postgame, brought to you by your GTA Acura retailers at the Golden Muzzy at Gord Stellick, where you can follow on time on Twitter. It's time for the VTech call of the game. Did I say on time instead of on Twitter? I did.
Okay. Follow Twitter on time. It's a lot of
looking at my VTech read.
Well,
board.
Plus the Babcockisms, right? Yeah. On time. Start on time.
I'm always thinking about that. And the Leafs are starting on time.
Yes, they are.
Score the first goal for the 11th time in 14 games tonight. It's time for the VTech call of the game. Win the ultimate Toronto sports getaway with the VTech wake-up call. Call 416-413-4141. Leave a message and set your alarms every Friday morning for your chance at the weekly $500 prize. To qualify for the grand prize, visit sportsnet.ca/590 for details.
Daly does a pirouette, almost lost it. Larkin, a centering pass. Oh, and a great chance there by Detroit. And it was fed high and wide of the goal in front by Anthony Mantha. Leafs back the other way with Hyman, a backhand. Scores! A lot more artistic than his first one, but the Leafs have a 3-0 lead.
Mr. Sokolov, what a night for Zach Hyman, 2-1, and that was...
That was the dagger. Yeah. That was the dagger. They scored quickly. I mean, it just was a 1-0 game. I'll give the Red Wings credit. They after two periods of play, they kept it close. Then Austin Matthews wires one early, and then Zach Hyman with the Davey Keon throwback backhand.
It's filthy, as the kids call it.
Filthy,
you know?
That's like, what the kids called us, right, filthy.
Again, we talked about this to start the season when Zach Hyman was not playing. I think... You know, it's easy to rip on the guy because he's not as skilled as other guys, and rip's not even the right word.
No, it's not rip, but I know what you mean.
You underappreciate what he brings to the table. He opens up so much time and space, and that's a revealing story from this game, too, that he played the third period with Marner and Matthews, and I thought it was a really good look.
Yeah, no, there's a perception of being coach's pet, but there's a good
reason.
Not
anymore, man.
Yeah, no, but there's a good reason why he's appreciated by coaches. And, you know, some people think you can put a line together and just have three 40-goal scorers on the line, and that's the way it's going to work. And Mike Babcock said it, and Zach Hyman did it for Mike Babcock, and he's doing it now for Sheldon Keefe. He's got a lot of goals, though. He hasn't, you know,
yeah.
8 goals for him with the number of games he missed is a pretty good clip.
Really is producing. 2-1 for Hyman, 2-1 for Matthews. A 4-1 win here for the Maple Leafs with the break. Our final thoughts are coming up. We'll have a look at the out-of-town scoreboard as well. It's Nick Alberga and Gord Stellick at the Golden Muzzy at Gord Stellick, where you can follow on Twitter. Brought to you by your GTA Acura retailers. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey and Leafs Nation postgame on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Leafs Radio Network.
Don't worry, we'll turn the lights off when we leave, but we're not done yet. This is Leafs Nation postgame on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Leafs Radio Network.
For the final time on this Saturday night, welcome back to Scotiabank Arena, where we wrap things up here. A 4-1 win for the Maple Leafs on home ice against the Detroit Red Wings. They've won 4 in a row and 6 of 7, 10-4-0 under Sheldon Keefe. It's Nick Alberga and Gord Stellick, brought to you by your GTA Acura retailers. This is Leafs Nation postgame on Sportsnet 590, The Fan and the Leafs Radio Network. And Gord, one more before the break. The Carolina Hurricanes, Monday afternoon here at Scotiabank Arena.
Carolina's always played the Maple Leafs well. I don't know why. I mean, the Eric Staal, Cam Ward days, they just have. And so this is one of the tougher ones. I thought they might be a one-year blip because you think about it, Justin Williams gone. They traded Justin Falk. They let Curtis McElhinney go, so you thought those were kind of downgrades. But give them credit. They're a very exciting, entertaining team, and they're going to be a challenge. And, again, Sheldon Keefe mentioned the afternoon game is an interesting phenomenon. They do have more afternoon games in Carolina. They kind of kidded him that the Toronto Marlies have those school weekday school games sometimes. But it's a different fit that way. But I'm really just pleased that they won some games in tough places, like, say, in St. Louis on the road. But this is the back-to-back where they had to make some hay. So it takes some pressure off a game like, say, Carolina. You know, those kind of bet teams. Like, right after, you'll have the New Jersey Devils, New York Rangers, again, two of the weaker teams when you come back from the Christmas break.
I'm still bitter taking a look at last year's Stanley Cup playoffs. What was it, Game 6? They had a chance to win that series against Boston, and they made, like, a 3 Eastern start time on a Sunday. Easter weekend, was it?
We're talking about the Leafs.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and Morgan Leafs went up 1-0.
Yeah.
And Morgan Riley got that chintzy penalty.
Yes.
And then Boston scored twice on the power play. We're 2-for-2. Uh-huh. I remembered everything. All those Game 7s are just like a bad dream coming
they
at
are.
You. And still a strange one. Zach Hyman, what a great game tonight. But he took a face-off with a bum knee, as we found out, on the wrong side, killing a penalty, and just little things just went askew. And then Game 7, it seemed it was ordained. Their best chance was that afternoon game, that Sunday, Game 6.
Rest assured, Gord, we will come ready to play on Monday starting at 1:30 local time for Leafs Nation pregame. It's a bit of a different objective. I guess we're going to have our routine or a ritual breakfast instead of like a dinner.
Yeah, we will figure it. And also because it's got kind of the Christmas feel out there, you probably get a lot of people listening, driving home from work earlier, people that are off and driving around doing last-minute Christmas shopping will be catching our game on the Leaf Radio Network. And why wouldn't you?
Yeah, we'll be leading into Tim and Sid postgame as well on radio and TV, as you know. And certainly, I think this Maple Leafs team right now, they're really riding hot. They're feeling good about themselves. And most importantly to me, they're having fun, Gord.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time. Again, it's been a constant thing. If you can keep that part in the game, that's what made them great as kids and teenagers and that. And hey, winning is fun. It was a tough thing to turn around a few weeks ago, but good on them. Heading in the Christmas break, almost there, they've done it.
And working with this family is really fun. Many thanks to Sam McKee, Vic Palladian, Anthony Messina, JR Manitad back at Master Control. And it's Good times in Leafsland, I would say, considering what we saw earlier this season. They've won 4 in a row, 6 of 7, 10-4-0 under Sheldon Keefe. But I want that last one before the break.
Yep. You know? Merry Christmas for the Hutchinson family, but how about Merry Christmas one more for the Maple Leaf fans on Monday afternoon against Carolina?
How about for the kids, right? They're coming
to the
game. Yeah.
It's for the kids, yes.
Do it for the kids. So
the ones running around looking for tickets.
We'll see what transpires on Monday afternoon. Again, join us 1:30 local time for Leafs Nation pregame. For Gord Stellick, I'm Nick Alberga. Thanks so much for listening, and thanks so much to our GTA Acura retailers. You've been listening to Leafs Nation postgame on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Leafs Radio Network.